بزم روشن ہو گئی.
Dazil Ali explains that if a person has to spend all his wealth just to come and listen to one couplet and get the reality of it and bring it into our lives, then it is far worth spending all that wealth. Because these are not just ash'ar's entertainment, like we start a majlis, generally in jalsas we start, and then there's a Qadabi Sheikh, like an ordinary, simple person, young boy, person won't even realize who's this. And when he presented the poetry, and he presented the Ma'arif al-Masnawi, the explanation of Masnawi Sharif, Allama bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi says, La farqa bayna wa bayna Mawlana Rum. There's no difference between him and Mawlana Rum rahmatullah. Pen in the blood of the chicken, and write a letter and say, I'm writing this letter with my blood, so much I love you. Hazrat says, that is foolish. What is true love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُزَّكُونَ. That these great personalities, my great Allah ta'ala allowed them to become martyrs, so that the world can see who are my true friends that has written my love with their blood. So that is actual love. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize that true love is what Allah Rabbul Izzat. Love has got no ulterior motives. Love is outgoing. Like serious love increases and increases and increases. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely whatever they do, it's only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah just give us an iota of that idea and that reality. We can just get a glimpse of that reality in our hearts, inshallah. So beautifully, Hazrat has spent a lot of time with General Haq Nawaz Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in Jamaat. And Hazrat learned a lot of Jamaat work from him also. So they were sitting in front. And first of all, when Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, came to speak on the stage, then General Haq Nawaz was still new. Then he mumbled, which Hazrat heard. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, heard. Important things for us to wage war. And these are things that will really give us victory. The next statement of Hazrat was, till you don't realize all your F-16s, all your bombers, all these artillery of yours are not toys, till then your iman is not made. Then Hazrat says, Hazrat General Haq Nawaz says, that struck my heart. And then I realized, free from any blemish, from any fault, from any going towards any the desires, etc. Because nafs in is reality, and nafs is ourself, our own self. That is why Hazrat, our Dada Sheikh also teaches us, when we commit any sin, then address yourself and tell yourself, Abdurrahman, tu sabse khabees aadmi hai. There is the safa, nafs take over and get caught up. So all these diseases of anger and illicit love affairs, etc., which are just most stupid diseases, but then thinking bad of somebody, Hazrat says this is the height of stupidity. When you go to a spiritual doctor, and you don't even in the start have to tell him, just his one bayan, his faulty demands, now your nafs will go to the next stage, which Allah Ta'ala says, La uqsimu biyawm al-qiyamah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. At least now, the reality, just a brief reality of the day of Qiyamah will start coming in front. And this is the barakat of coming in company of the friends of Allah. That real life, akhirat, will come in front. And a person's heart can be black, burn black. But wallah, when we just sit in the company of the friend of Allah, your desire of tawbah increases. And this is what is bay'at all about. And that is why all the time we should renew our bay'at. And that is why we have to remake our zikr daily. Then Hazrat says, when this happens, and now your soul is on the way, beautiful fragrances of the different flowers, sumbul, rayhan, sousan, all these beautiful flowers, jab hamare aab wa gil mein dard dil shamil hua, unki har manzil hamare peshe daman hui. And as you make your treatment, you make your zikr regularly. Most important is our zikr regularly. The zikr must be living in a different world. But you'll see, you're not even concerned. You don't know where the World Cup came or it's gone. And what is that word? As I say, the World Cup actually is a WC. You're sitting in the dusting waste closet. And you think you're enjoying ourselves. But when the love of Allah starts coming, all these things, inshallah, comes under control. Otherwise, before that, Hazrat Sinke Bagher, one is without Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to find Allah, you need a Shaykh. In other words, the gatherings where you used to go to, you didn't have a share. You went Hajj, Umrah also, but you didn't learn the love of Allah. You didn't have a share to teach you. Then it was just like this thing, going for a tour. As it is said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come, Hajj, Umrah, all these things will become, it is boring. Life is boring because dunya has got nothing to offer. Get Allah's love and see a child, it's not even baligh, how he enjoys zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that you think all these places, the desert was desolate, and thus Hazrat is talking of his own condition. When he was a young boy, 8-10 years, he used to say in our ta'ala, regularly, daily, you'll see that nafs that you taught, I can't overpower my nafs. And this nafs we have to fight till maut. Even as our Hazrat explains, you can be the biggest sheikh, tell more, shaitan is too cunning and he is too shrewd. He knows to which person what type of dalils to bring. A shaykhul hadith, he knows what type of proof to give him. And all what Hazrat says, that in front of your nafs, become himmat-e mardana, have the courage of a man, have the courage of a lion, don't be like a fox and say, oh me, I'm weak, let me just see the commentary today, next week I'll stop, or let me just look at this woman today. No, at that time, in front of nafs, be like a shere afghan, that you're ready to attack. Munakkash nazri matpan ho gayi. So Hazrat, this is some total, and Hazrat is giving us now the remedy and the medicine what we should take. That is not, we are not parishtas, that we won't get attracted. You can be the greatest wali of Allah, a woman come, you get attracted. Anything you'll get attracted. So don't think a wali of Allah doesn't get attracted. Rukash aghyare be gana hua. Bazme ehle dil mein, usko qadar ahsan ho gayi. That Hazrat says himself, that although Hazrat, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even in the spa towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person...
Tere bayaan mein, abd-o-sultan khade ek saf mein, abd-o-sultan khade ek saf mein, kya asal tha risalat ki shaame, kya asal tha, kya tajalli thi tere bayaame, kya asal tha risalat ki shaame, jisne kaante bichaye the dekha, gul badama tere bostta, kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein, kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein, noor-e-sunnat hai kono makaam mein, kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein.
Read this poem. Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein, what effect there was in the Risalat, the Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, thus for chosen Nabi, and what great effect, what so what was the great effect of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? One of it is Noor Sunnatihi Ek Saf Mein. The slave and the king are both standing in one saf in namaz. When we come in namaz, there are no reserved seats. That yeah, this is for the rich people, poor people, workers, anything, all just come. Where you get place, you might have built a masjid, but if you come late, you get place at the back. What was the effect? In only 23 years time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to work for the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. What a Nabi Allah has given us, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Shafi'ul Muznabeen, MashaAllah. Jisne kaante bichhaye the dekha, those that will put a stone out to sunnah, of Jannah. When you are walking, living your life according to sunnah, may Allah give us all sunnahs. Outward, inward, sunnahs of the day, sunnahs of the night, sunnahs of our public life, sunnahs of our private life, not just the name of sunnah. May Allah grant us the reality of sunnah and grant it to the last moment of our lives. Ho qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, how the moon shines in all the stars. The moon, especially now, the full moon, how beautiful the moon is and how many stars. آپ تھے محفل اخترام ترے کثیر. We, what good, great goodness. Be Allah made in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali.